Gail, I can't wait to hear what you have to share today. I'm always so drawn in just by your presence and by your heart. And we know the perfect way to the heart is through music. And who better to get us there honoring Women's History Month than Zoe, your sister, my sister, Zoe. So I'm going to see you on the other side of whatever God has for us in these upcoming minutes, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
I love you. Here's Zoe.
Come on, girls. Do you believe in love? Because I got something to say about it. And it goes something like this.
Good morning, Unity of New York. How is everybody doing? And even if you're not a member or an associate of Unity of New York, I'm happy to see you this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The goddess within resides in you, abides in you, never hides from you. She is ancient. She is present. She is both masculine and feminine and everything in between and beyond in her awareness. However, today I will refer to the goddess as she, the spirit of goodness and light that shines forth as the divine presence in you and as you. Holy and brave, mystical and courageous, forever guiding you in the direction of your highest good. Your ever-present GPS system, IGS system, also known as your inner guided system, ready and available at all times in all ways. You were born of spirit, born of light. The goddess is constantly inviting you, reminding you that you are divine intelligence in action. You are offspring of Mother Earth, who beholds the strongest roots imaginable. Deep, deep, deep roots. That's where you're from. That's the stuff that you are made of. The deepest roots of spirit, the goddess, both with you and within you, is proud of you and is always showing you off to the world. Look, that's my child right there, the goddess in you would say. Look, that's the one I cherish right there. Oh, that's my baby right there. Don't mess with that one. That's my precious one. Even when you don't feel up to being recognized, she knows. She knows how valuable you are. Just like the Egyptian goddess Isis, also known as Queen of Renewal, protector of women, soother of wounds, taught her entire kingdom how to plant new seeds, new gardens full of nutrition and beauty, and the importance of education at no matter what age. She was also known as the Queen of Revival. She is known to have rescued scattered parts of her husband from the underworld, and with her prayers and her rituals, caused him to come back to life. Throughout her reign as queen and goddess and earth mother, she encouraged women to celebrate their warrior spirits and to connect to Mother Earth, and to explore and discover herbs and medicines and remedies for whatever needed to be healed or made whole. She encouraged grooming of the soul, of the mind, and of the body. Today, you walk in the spirit of Isis. You are part moon, part sky, part earth, part water, part sun. That's who you are. You are that great spirit that Moses spoke about when Moses said, I am that I am that I am. You are that you are that you are. Queen Sheba, Hannah, Sarah, and Elizabeth, all from the Bible, combined their stories remind us of conception and birth and rebirth. The goddess within us reminds us that every single one of us, we are constantly giving birth to new ideas. Every day that you wake up is a gift to explore another aspect of your existence. Do you feel in sync with the path that you're on? Do you want to carve out and explore a new destination for yourself? Are you satisfied with the company that you keep, the environment that you spend time in? The goddess within as your inner voice is granting you permission right here and right now to honor your truth and to switch gears if necessary, to step out once again on wings of faith. Isaiah 40th chapter and 31st verse says, "They that wait upon the Lord," that's your inner knowing, "shall renew their strength, shall mount up on wings as eagles, shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint." You have every single thing that you need for your next goddess adventure. The goddess within us does not promote endless sorrow or agony or dissatisfaction. She whispers in your ear that loving yourself is the key. Not that superficial kind of love, but that deep, deep rooted, grounded love. The true you coming out of hiding, coming out of that corner and expressing yourself as love to yourself. The goddess whispers again to you, "Can you love yourself a little bit more today than you did yesterday and the day before that? Can you?" The goddess within you asks you, "How deep is your love?" You know that song? How deep is your love for yourself? The goddess within says you're one of the strongest soldiers on the road of life. And no matter how long you've been underneath the covers, no matter how long you've been down in the rabbit hole, no matter how long you've had that particular diagnosis, no matter how long it's been since the breakup, the goddess within invites you to wake up and begin the journey of loving yourself again. Today is the day to grab onto the strength of the goddess within, and with every bit of muscle, every bit of faith, every bit of determination, pick up those scattered pieces of yourself and love yourself again. A few months ago, I think it was about a year ago, we had a class that I facilitated. And we all went on a journey of loving ourselves on purpose. We allowed ourselves to delve deep into places we had never ventured before. We gauged ourselves daily. How deep is your love for yourself? We asked each other. The goddess within also asked of you to explore your bliss. Where is your next adventure going to take you, lead you, or waken you? A few of us, as Britt said, went out to see Zoe perform at Flushing Town Hall. And I was on stage with Zoe and was on fire. And just about everybody in the audience got up to dance. And it had been so long since we had spent time together as a community. The music took us way back when. We were covered in nostalgia. We were covered in sweat. We were sweating and laughing and dancing and just giving ourselves permission to not even look to see if we were on the right beat or the wrong beat or the in-between beat. We were just full of joy. So the goddess within calls forth the joy in you again. Bessie Coleman, who was born a sharecropper down in Texas, was one of 13 children. She had no reason to have hopes or dreams. She had no reason to want anything other than her life as a sharecropper. But the goddess within her, the voice, the powerful voice that was inside of her, urged her forward. She ended up migrating with her family to Chicago. And she made money by doing manicures, and she managed a little chili parlor. Saved up enough money to go to a language school in Chicago where she learned how to speak French so that she could go to France and pay her way through aviation school. And don't you know, this woman of color became one of the first women in our country to get her aviation license. She flew warplanes, she flew high, she flew low, she flew across the country, living in complete bliss. What is your bliss? She lifted herself to higher altitudes daily. And that's what we have to do. We're responsible for lifting ourselves up. What music will you listen to? How will you dance today? How will you pray today? How will you speak life back into yourself? The goddess within also encourages us to walk in our magnificence. Magnificent. Takes a little getting used to hear yourself being called magnificent. You are magnificent. Magnificence is when you walk with that swag. You put on your favorite color. You walk down the street, whether the sun is shining or whether it's raining, and you know you got it going on. You know you have great things to accomplish. The goddess within you says, stay right here in the now, because going backwards can get you in a lot of trouble. If you stay in the past, if you dwell on the past, especially if the past doesn't have too many great memories for you. A woman named Marilyn Nance is a photojournalist and a multimedia artist. She went to FESTAC 1977. That's a festival of artists from all over the world that went to Lagos, Nigeria in 1977. She took lots of pictures, video, took notes, but that was in 1977. She retrieved those photographs from her past, and her new book, Last Day in Lagos, has just hit the market by storm. She has those photographs preserved beautifully in that book. So back then, she took the pictures knowing she would do something great with those pictures one day. What do you have? What do you have from your past? Or what do you have that you're creating right now that you're going to do something great with? Let's not get lazy on our dreams. And I'm talking to myself too. Let's keep it moving. The goddess in you is unpretentious. She is authentic, sometimes outrageous and unpredictable. But when you listen to her brilliance, her rhythm, her boldness, you begin to rediscover your power, your grace, your bliss. The goddess within reminds us to take care of our mental health, to stop and to pause and to breathe and to meditate. And now that the weather is getting warmer, perhaps you can take off your shoes and land your feet on some sacred ground. One of my favorite affirmations, I came up with this affirmation when I was going through an overwhelming type of transforming experience where a lot of things were coming into my midst, all good, but I had to handle it. I had to balance it. I had to show up as myself, be myself, and the confidence to see myself through. So this is a affirmation. I breathe as I proceed with grace and ease. Can you repeat that with me or after me? I breathe as I proceed with grace and ease. And take a deep breath. Breathe that in. The goddess within you has roots more sturdy than the tallest tree you have ever seen. She stretches her arms to embrace you and to put her whole hand on your heart and say, "You are not alone. You are never alone. You are one with everything. You are sassy, fearless, brave, and purposeful." The goddess within allows you to be recognizable and visible even when you feel invisible, and reminds you not to forget who you are. Don't forget to recognize who you are. The goddess within calls you by your name and reminds you that you matter. Yes, you matter. You are human, yet you are divine. You are family with the midnight stars that shine. The goddess within reminds you that there is always room for upgrade or for expansion. You are still growing and growing and growing. And there is no expiration date. You have permission to continue to grow and continue to plant and continue to love yourself. Your journey is always moving you forward. And I'd like to take us into our meditation today by just taking a moment to just be still with ourselves. Rub your hands together, like so. Place your hand on your heart. Take a deep breath in. And hold it and exhale. Let's stretch out a little bit as we go into this meditation. Push your arms up. And push your arms back down and up and down. Stretch your head, stretch your head, shoulders up, shoulders up, and I invite you to close your eyes. And dwell in the silence. Breathe through your nostrils and let it go through your mouth. And let go of the worry and invite the peace of the goddess within right into your heart, right into your soul, right into your mind, right into your dreams and your visions of yourself. You are constantly in a state of revival. You are constantly in a state of healing. You are in a state of knowing that you matter and that you are worthy. And that you are a transformer, able to change your mind, change your focus, shift your gear, and all is well. All is well. Take a moment to take in the silence. You are growing. You are moving forward. And you have plenty of time to accomplish all that you came to the planet to accomplish. Peace. Be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Breathe in.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head above the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be afraid to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read. Try and solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, hey, hey, hey. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Time asks no questions, it goes on without you, leaving you behind if you can't stand the pace. The world keeps on spinning, can't stop it if you try to. The best part is danger staring you in the face. Remember, listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, hey, hey, hey. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Yeah. Got to be bad, got to be bold, got to be wise, do what others say. Got to be hard, but not too, too hard. All I know is love will save the day. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Yeah. You got to be bold, got to be bad, got to be wise. What others say, got to be hard, but not too, too hard. All I know is love will save the day.